Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a Hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Hey. Welcome back to Separate Sons Presents Rolling in the Netherdeep. We're excited to bring you a brand new tale of adventure in the lands of Wildemount and Marquette. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
Hey, everybody, this is Bill, and I'll be playing Orgoth Skullcrusher, your half-orc, half-drow, all-badass Battlemaster.
Ross, we picked a new card because the other card was like kind of lame. I don't know if you saw that in the...
Whatever, I didn't. Like, that's fine. So this is going to be an improv.
Okay, it's totally fine. Orgoth, which do you value more, vengeance or forgiveness? And how does this value impact your day-to-day life?
That's a really good question. I think it's probably forgiveness, but like one time, right? So everybody deserves a second chance. But I would rather, try to, before things get bad, you know, make sure that maybe someone didn't do something accidentally or say something they didn't mean. My mama taught me to forgive. So that's what I practice. But then if they go against that, well, then it's fair game. They brought it on themselves.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Jaden playing Lapis Treasure Wing, your local reborn wizard of smut. Oh, I can never forgive. Ever. And how does that change the way the world works around me? Well, I don't give a shit. As long as I can get to my goddamn goal. Of getting that vengeance.
Vengeance. Okay, we got one forgiveness, one vengeance.
Oh, which is that? Right, so we're keeping track. Okay.
Yeah.
Name's Ross, playing Wilvin, your Ghostwise Halfling Bard. Again, still reading it. Sorry. And I think that question would be obvious when you're asking me. Vengeance is my game, so to speak. I think that's probably because I've not had much experience with forgiveness in receiving it or giving it. Vengeance always came easier. And how does it affect my day-to-day? It is my day-to-day. That's why I'm here. And that's what gets me up in the morning. And I'm this close.
Yep.
What's up, everyone? This is Jamie. I'm playing North. You know who that is at this point. We're at episode 53.
Sorry, who are you? I don't know who you are.
West.
You know, I try to value forgiveness more. However, I tend to act upon vengeance a lot more than I would like to.
Yeah?
It's a whole thing about reaction, really. You don't want to seem weak. You don't want to forgive and forget. So either you forgive and you fucking remember, or you clap back real fucking fast.
Nice. That was a great question. Dermot is all about forgiveness, and what kind of day would he have if he was going around like, "You suck!" He could never say those words. So Dermot is a good boy. Is there anything we need to talk about before we dive in? Let's go. If everyone is ready, let's begin today's episode of Rolling Netherdeep, episode 53, Diplomatic Immunity. So last time, a group of mages from the Cerberus Assembly arrived on Corel and presented themselves to Jamon Saord in court, willing to offer support in the efforts to explore the sunken city. They also brought with them a Speak with Dead scroll and wished to find out what had happened to one of their own who had been murdered and dropped off of a building into a passing carriage. They also mentioned that they had read recent court records in Jamon's court and said that they found out that there was a dragon elf that had spoken to Saord, and they would really, really, really appreciate it if they could speak to this dragon elf. A little reminder. Let me find out. It was Esmeralda. The names of the Cerberus Assembly mages are Cargill, a male orc; Esmeralda Albertson, a female human; Fundor, a male dragonborn, brass-colored scales; and Amartha Beor, a female elf with white hair and brown eyes, with a pseudo-dragon sitting on her shoulder. Esmeralda has cast a detect magic spell and has been kind of scanning the crowd. And when their eye kind of goes across Lapis, they're blinded for a moment from the jewel of three prayers. Jamon sits there and thinks for a moment and says, "That is indeed true. What business do you have with said dragon elf?" And the Cargill, the orc, says, "We believe that this dragon elf may have had something to do with the destruction of our embassy here in the city."
Can we hear this conversation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because this is like in the middle of open court.
Wilvin, Lapis, are you near Wilvin?
I was right next to you.
Yeah.
Wilvin is not dumb enough to like make a big show. He keeps his head forward, but he slowly moves his foot over and just crushes one of Lapis's toes while he's looking over the banister.
You could hear an like actual cracking of the bones as she just looks down at you with a smile. Just like,
Jamon,
she's not saying anything.
Jamon says, "What evidence do you have?" And Cargill replies, "If we could speak to you privately, perhaps we can." And Jamon says, "We are in open court. This is a legal proceeding by law, by my law. I would hear this evidence."
This whole time, I'm just having a shit-eating grin just staring at him.
Lapis, make a perception roll. Wilvin, too.
Nope.
10 for me.
10.
Where is my perception? That is... That's a 12.
Mm. Okay. Lapis, you think that Jamon has clocked where you are? Just like a quick, not really like any sort of communication to you, but just sort of like looks up at you for like a half a second.
Okay.
And looks away, but does not like let on that he's, that they have seen you.
Okay.
Cargill says.
Cargill
says, the evidence we have is very, we have witnesses that say that we have, that this dragon elf was present sometime after the crash. And Jamon says, we'll provide these witnesses. They have deigned not to arrive with us here in the city. They were afraid for their lives from this very person. Do you laugh out loud?
No, but I am, laughing within.
Okay. Well, then we have nothing to speak of any further. This dragon elf has presented themselves to me as the leader of a village and has the same diplomatic immunity that you all do. I can ask if you wish to meet with them, but it will be on neutral ground. I will give you my announcement and send word later today. And you definitely get, Lapis, you definitely get a glance like, I'm going to talk, like from Jamon, just looking up for a second. I need to talk to you. That kind of thing.
She's just going to like give like a little like wink.
Yeah. In any case, I will have my hand of Ord see you to the crypts. To the crossings of Eventide. That's what they're called, the crypts where they bury them into the cliffside. Crossings of Eventide. I will have my hand direct you there and provide you protection as you cast this. I believe you have a cleric with you? It's like, yes, I was hoping to hire one once we arrived at the Guided District, I believe it's called. Cargill says. And Jamon nods and says, thinks for a second and says, it is customary when we welcome new people, new important, very important people to our city to have a reception. Perhaps we should meet tonight at, I believe, a lovely place called the Lollyho would be a lovely place to have a meeting, and perhaps I can persuade this dragon elf to attend. And they, Cargill says, that is fine. And they do not look, and they, he looks kind of like not pleased at all. Because he can tell like what's going down. Fundor has kind of clocked you, Lapis, and is looking up at you.
I do a little like, what's like a little half-assed wave and just kind of give like this shit-eating grin. Like, you're not going to fucking do shit.
Jamon stands up and says, if there is nothing further, I will be inviting members of the from the Crystal Chateau to come to this reception to speak with you about Kael Morrow and their expedition. And perhaps some other experts that I have on call can be there as well. And Cargill says, that is fine. And he's like ready to go. He's just like, stands up and everybody's like, In that case, I will send word, and I'll have the Hand of Ward pick you up at the embassy tonight. They get up, and everybody kind of like gets up as they stand up, as Jamon stands up, and Jimishaga hits her staff on the ground, like, ring, boom, kind of echoing out through the stone hall, and says, dismissed, and nods, and Jamon kind of nods and stands up, and they walk out. And everybody gets on their feet and starts walking. Fundor, still looking up at Lapis. And Wilvin, you can see this. And they don't move. They're just staring at you, Lapis.
Is Fundor the only one left?
No. He's the last to leave. Cargill and Esmeralda are starting to make their way out. Esmeralda is leaning in and talking to Cargill, and Amartha is like the first one out, but a Fundor, last one to leave, kind of looking up at her.
She kind of like slides her hands off of the balcony, and then before she completely disappears from his view, she flips him off and then heads out.
Okay. And follows the rest of his party out of the chamber.
Witnesses?
They're so lying. I was invisible the whole time.
Lapis, they know you're a dragon elf. They know that you were there. They pinned you at the embassy.
Yeah, but you heard them. They're not going to bring their one witness, who was the one that I totally killed.
Look.
Wilvin, make a history roll.
Damn. Getting all my shitty rolls out of the way. That's a 14.
That's not shitty.
The roll was shitty, and my modifier is great.
The Cerberus Assembly, especially when it comes to like important people in the Assembly, they are quick to resurrect somebody. They will cast Raise Dead, they will spend the money, they will make sure, like, if somebody gets killed and they want to find out some information, they will make sure that they are resurrected as quickly as possible.
So, would this witness that you've confidently killed perhaps be the body they're looking for? Speak with Dead Scroll in hand?
Oh, no. From what I heard, that body is the one that the Veil people killed and just dropped on my doorstep as I was heading back to the inn. Totally different person.
Your dirty laundry.
No, that one's someone else completely different.
Son of a bitch.
It's not my fault. Volkot keeps going after me.
Well, you're lucky you've got the confidence of Jamon at the very least. He's the one, only one protecting you right now.
That's why I can do these things.
Lapis, if the Cerberus Assembly gets their hands on you, what they're capable of, what they've done in the past, it transcends life. It can be worse than death. So, what is your plan if they get you, if they win?
That's the whole confidence. They won't win. And if they do, have a way out. It's fine. And you won't be implicated. None of you will.
Listen, there's nothing else the Cerberus Assembly can do to me, and that's why my whole purpose of being here is to take them down, is to kill every single one of them if I have to. But this, they don't often go country to country, place to place, looking for their kid. They have people for that. They send out lackeys and grunts, and when Cerberus Assemblies themselves show up, that means something. So either you're hiding what you've done, what you've really done, how you've truly pissed them off, or they're here for more than one reason.
Well, I did kill someone, and that person was the one who had my leg, has my other leg, so I still need to find her.
Okay.
Aside from that, I still don't know why Walcott's trying to keep tabs on me. But the Vale has been absolutely just wrecking the little spies he sends. I have not touched them.
Walcott was not at this meeting, just so you know.
Yeah, I'd see that spindly ass hair anywhere.
So the Vale seems to be making themselves great enemies of the Cerberus Assembly.
At least for their little spy minions, yeah.
We might be able to use that to our advantage if we're looking to take them down. Well, excuse me, I don't mean to bring you into my I don't know, what do you say, plans? I'm trying to find the right word, it doesn't matter.
Machinations.
Thank you. I don't mean to bring you into it all, but...
I was going to take down the Cerberus Assembly. They were not going to bring back my leg, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I get in there, if we can truly take them down, that makes you whole, number one. It gets them off all of our backs. It gets them out of the Empire. It gets them off of King Bur- And he stops himself. And he says, it does more good than hurt. I don't want to have to do this alone, because I'm not sure I can with them. They're willing to send out four actual robed assembly members. Then their ranks have surely grown since I was there last. If the four of us could get in there, and we could take them down from the inside, and now his attention has shifted away from Lapis. If we could, if as long as they don't recognize me while I'm here, as long as I can get out of Ankarel and get inside, and then he kind of trails off and.
I think the only problem would be North. They seem very hesitant with this, even coming here. Which is weird, because you would think that they totally just want to come in and fuck shit up.
I can't count on North wanting to do this with me. I can't ask them. And I've no reason to believe they'd say yes.
Urgoth would totally go with us, though.
I can't do that, Lapis. I can't conscript three of us, leave one, but like we've all got a reason to be here. I've made promises that I've got to keep, and
what's North's reason for being here? Did they ever tell you?
If they did, it would not be my business to tell.
Fair enough.
But my situation just seems to... It feels like it's getting further and further away from me and out of my control. I started this with a plan, and I had a way to do it, and has it gone off the rails?
Yeah, that teleportation to a whole different continent just really, it really threw you off the track.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore, Lapis. Where are we? Where have we been absentmindedly walking to?
I mean, you could either have stayed in the balcony and let everybody leave, or you could have walked.
Yeah, I would have walked. Probably.
Like this is like a walk and talk.
Yeah.
Maybe by now we're outside, like on the way back to.
Yeah, there's a cool flame. There is a line of the sorry, the carriage from the embassy has already left with the assembly members. However, there's a line of people lined up to get carriages back to wherever they're going to. A taxi stand.
It seems foolish to waste this opportunity. Five of them, at least, are here.
Well, apparently they want to talk to me, so if I have that audience, and you're not allowed to be there, is there anything you want me to say to them? Ask them?
Woman thinks. This is with almost a shimmer in his eyes. Let me get back to you on that.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't going to go, but if you need something, I'll do it, sure.
You can probably expect a message from Jaman. He seems willing to ask you at the very least.
Yeah, I'll wait for that. That's a future Lapis's problem.
We'll have been laughing at that.
I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get a carriage.
You're finally to the front of the line. That conversation went on for a bit, and then you get to the front of the line, and carriage rolls up. Where to, ma'am? Miss? Sorry.
The Cool Flame? Cool Flame.
Hop on board. And you head that direction?
Yeah.
Orgoth and North, where are you currently? It's the morning, I think. You went over to Mystic Pursuits, right?
We went there and did some business. And then I think like we were
heading back.
I go back to the Cool Flame, I guess.
Okay.
We're in the carriage on the way back.
Yeah.
Okay,
I got my freaking like nosebleed / drool like / psychic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So you are like at a stop sign, basically, and you see a carriage in front of you, and you see Wilvin and Lapis in it turning down the street to get to the Cool Flame. And the carriage you're in gets right in behind it, tucks in.
How far are we from the Cool Flame, can we tell?
About 10 minutes away.
Hey, I'm going to grab my my sending stone. Hey, tell your driver his brake lights are not working.
you're muted.
All right, Wilvin takes that out of his pocket and he just hands it to Lapis. He says, you're the pilot here.
I look over at him and I just look over because I didn't hear it.
No.
Wilvin heard it. And so she's just like, what was that? Over.
I'm not answering fast. I made myself very clear first time.
Can I communicate with the driver?
You can. Message spell, you can, like, if you can see the driver.
No, with our driver.
You can just yell up, or you can,
Hey, driver, there's an extra 2 gold in it for you if you beat that carriage in front of us to the Silver Flame. Like, if we get there first.
The Cool Flame and the Silver
Flame. The Cool Flame, 2 gold.
Okay.
You get to the Cool Flame first.
And you hear, y'all can actually, he's shouting loud enough, Wilvin and Lapis, that you can hear behind you.
You can see the horse like buckle up and start heading out.
What the hell is going on?
15 of the animal handling.
Do we see them?
Yeah, because they pass.
It's in the window.
And you see North and Orgoth passing you in the carriage.
I firebolt the carriage's wheels.
What? Okay. Make a 2-hit roll.
Fucking property damage, let's go.
Let's do it. That is 25.
Roll your damage.
Lapis.
Yes.
It's already done.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
so much of a shock.
Jump on top of that. Yeah, Will then say,
that is 14.
14. Okay, so the carriage driver who's on top of the carriage looks over, sees the firebolt come out of the window. Whew. What'd you do to piss off those people?
Well, like, nothing. They're our friends. I just thought it'd be fun to have a race.
We're on fire. I have to pull over. And he pulls over and grabs
some. I'll jump out and grab dirt and throw dirt on it.
Yeah.
We just casually pass by. I'm like, bye.
Slowly going by.
Woman's pointing at Lapis as they do.
They get the bucket of water. Like there's like some a big water skin that was for the horses, and you take
horses into the bucket. How far are we at this point?
You are probably about 5 minutes away. 5 minute walk.
I'm gonna take the walk. Like I'm not even asking. I'm not even looking back. I'm starting to walk.
And Orgoth will stay and help the guy put out the fire, and then he'll ask him how much a new wheel costs.
It's four gold, two silver.
All right, so I'm gonna give him 10 gold and apologize.
I'm really sorry that happened.
Most excitement I've had.
Fun to race them. I didn't mean for your vehicle to get damaged or anything. I'm really sorry.
It's fine. I think you need to get some new friends though.
Yes.
He's not
it took
wrong.
Me a long it took me a long time to get these. I don't think I can get more. At least not.
That's kind of sad.
And he
okay, thanks.
He takes the money and goes like to a like
He calls AAA
is what it basically does. So and you have to walk the rest of the way. Eventually all four of you get to the carriage pulls up with Wilvin and Lapis. You get out, and North, you come around the corner, and you see Lapis and Wilvin getting out and walking into the cool flame.
That was the her, as you well know.
Yes,
but in her defense, you can't spook her like that.
Spook her.
Well, the horses did rear.
Ooh.
Well, and Wilbert starts laughing under his mustache.
Oh, that was funny.
Define funny.
Orgoth.
I mean, I'm laughing. And so Orgoth, is Wilbert.
Orgoth, you get there.
Are you okay? Because, like, I don't. That was us. Maybe you didn't see that was us. I know you've been attacked a lot lately. I'm sorry if that was a bad idea to try to like race past you. I thought it'd be fun to have a race, but I guess not.
I don't know. You shat all over his fun.
I don't know. Usually races involve two people knowing that it's going to be a race.
Well, North and I knew it was a race.
Yeah, but and what about people. Me and Wilvin? And the other driver?
That'd be like six people. That'd be like six people.
You don't know what kind of day that other driver had.
We know that the kind of day our driver had now.
Yeah, that's true. I think it might be worth an apology, Lapis, if you ever see that guy again. And perhaps to these two, if you're so inclined. But
I paid the guy. I paid him to get a new wheel. It's okay. I gave him money. Let's not
force her out of her comfort zone. She probably doesn't know what apology means.
Oh, I know what an apology means. Doesn't mean I'll give it.
Spike comes over. Are we horsing around today? What's going on?
Can I slap him?
Yeah. What can I get for you?
Oh.
Is it too early for an ale?
Nope.
It's never too early. Ale's all around, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
I think two.
Just two.
North is saying no, and Lapis again will remind you that she does not drink. So.
Well.
It's bad for your health. You die earlier that way.
Spike goes away very confused and brings over two.
I have a mocktail.
Woman dives into his. He throws it back and takes a big couple gulps.
By the way, Spike, where's our tab at right now?
Oh, God.
We'll get back to you on that.
It's not that much. I mean, a tab's probably only about 15 gold, 20 gold at the most.
I'll cover that. Yeah. Now the tab is at zero. Thank you very much. I give him 25.
Okay.
Well, then.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dorth. I'll get it. I'll get it next time. Yeah.
Wilvin finally finishes the chug and wipes his mouth, burps. Cerberus Assembly's looking for Lapis. And he goes back into it, takes another big swig.
Are we surprised?
I don't know. That's pretty funny. He is drinking a lot.
And as he slams back down on me, he says, there's four of them.
Four.
Fresh and dying Karel. Four we haven't seen before.
So probably six.
At least.
Great. You can tell them to buzz off?
I'll be having an audience maybe with them.
Huh.
Is that a good idea? Like, if they're after you?
I mean, I'm under Jamon's protection. Plus, there's some things in that I need to ask for a certain someone. She, glances over at Wilvin.
How far does that protection extend, however?
Well, to the point where they can't do anything to me here. They can't force me away.
Then I would tell you to avoid going to the embassy at all costs, because technically it's not in Corral.
Oh, I know. But I need to go there anyway to grab my other leg, so.
So wait, these guys have your other leg?
The person who I killed, they raised her back up, I'm gonna guess, and oof. Walcott wants to, I don't know, he keeps sending spies, I don't know why.
You're in deep doo-doo, jeez.
That wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, so Walcott is trying to get you, and Cerberus Assembly may just showed up, and they're trying to get you. And there's somebody you killed who's not dead anymore, and they have your other leg. Do I have it all right so far?
Yes, and she's back at the Empire or something. She was too scared to come back.
Should we be talking about this in this room?
Nobody else is here. Except the bird.
Woman just kind of laughs. He says, oh, what does it matter? Finishes the stein.
Wow, you're in a good mood.
It matters. Woman, right? We don't want to accidentally have people hear about it that shouldn't, and then that makes it harder for us to do what we have to do.
Lapis looks over at the bird.
Loose lips sink ships.
Wilvin kind of does a spin in his stool. he says, I've got my own personal spy at all times.
You just hear a slight chuckle back in deep recesses of your mind.
Well, I'm going to take plausible deniability on this, and I'm going to leave. If we want to talk about this, let's find somewhere else.
You hear a horse... Outside, you hear horse hooves, and this older gentleman wearing a sword badge steps off of the horse and comes up to the doors and opens it and goes inside. The bird, Ember, goes, welcome to the Cool Flame. I thank you for learning that. Yes, I am good. Bird, bird. Bird. And the older man, he's a human, white, kind of like shaggy hair, a slight mustache, very neatly trimmed white mustache, has a sword badge. He's like, I guess I've come to the right place then. My name is Conrad Covensteel.
Okay.
And goes up to Lapis and says, Welcome to the circle.
She stares at him like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And he pulls out a letter, and it's got Jamon's seal stamped onto it, and hands it to you.
She swipes it from his hands and just opens it.
And he nods and clicks his heels. He's like, be seeing you around, Rainbow. Turns around on the heel, walks out, gets on his horse, rides away.
Rainbow.
Was that? What the fuck was that?
Rainbow?
What?
Looks like the second sassiest person I've met this morning.
Who's the first sassiest?
You're like super sassy today.
I'm going to read the note.
The note is an invitation from Jamon, says, I will be attending. I saw you in the audience. I will be attending this meeting. It is a reception. Norse mother will be there. Hamoin will be there, along with the Cerberus Assembly mages. I would ask that the entirety of the favored few be there as experts in the Kael Morrow that might be able to answer any questions. Sorry for Conrad. I'll send someone to explain later.
They wrote this in the message and then sent the guy anyways.
He's probably the only one around.
They just looked around and was like, ah, yes, added a line and then handed over to paper teams.
Well, Jamon wants us in this Cerberus assembly audience thing talking about Kael Morrow. North, your mom's going to be there, I think.
Oh, well, great. She's going to be there and I won't.
Indeed, he wants everyone.
I'm not the one basically sucking on some.
Look, I could give less of a shit of Kael Morrow and what happens down there, but
I kind of have to go back down. I want to see this Elixion shit through so that we can stop having all these visions and all that.
Plus, I feel like we should stop the Cerberus Assembly from going down there.
Yeah, I just don't want to see them.
Well, you're going to have to buck it up.
I don't know. I'm not the one at Sword's beck and call.
I mean, I don't give a shit.
Cerberus Assembly is going to find us sooner or later, North. All four of us. You know that.
I know that. I just want to delay it a little bit longer.
Well, looks like they're done delaying because they're here and they want
Iridium. Yeah, they are. How does that make you feel, aside from the day drinking?
And he kind of shrugs, very nihilistically. says, the solution has shown up in our backyard, has it not?
Solution to what?
What if they never make it back?
There are only four. There's more where they came from.
And they're making enemies while they're here. The Veil is sending spies after them, is in their business. And when someone's in their business that they don't want, that's the mark. If we play this under the radar, we might be able to get rid of six.
How many were back home?
Wilbur doesn't have an answer to that one. Since they sent four in one shot. No grunts. Mages.
Wilvin, you know from past history, and Jamie, you might be able to, or the assassins, the Empire sins called Volstruckers? What's what?
Yes. Okay. The fucking Volstruckers. Yes.
Yeah. The you would know that if they wanted somebody dead, they would send Volstruckers. They would send an assassin.
God, fucking yep. Well. Anyways, there's still more back home. Doing shit to people I care about, so. I just want to be done here, and then go home. And it seems like they're adding more on the plate, and the plate is already pretty fucking full.
Can we get rid of these? It destabilizes them at the very least. And at the very most, he kind of looks at the rest of the crew. He says, it starts a war.
Or they'll know it's us, and you're very aware that they have someone I care very much about behind bars right now, and they're going to take it out on him.
I know that.
Now, do they know specifically you are related to him, or?
Absolutely they do.
I would have thought you'd be in disguise then for all this shenanigans.
I could. But they could see right through it.
Does, and I don't know how it works, but like, did they know, like, did they know winter north, but not like summer north?
I still have the same like, freaking bone structure.
Okay. But you look different.
I mean, at a glance, sure, I look different, but if you look a bit further, I don't look the same.
You could always grow a beard.
No, I can't. I absolutely can't. I've tried. And I can't. The most I get is that, like, soft little disgusting stash.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's a no for me, dog.
I would wager that Ravana has already taken shots at your father.
Yeah, you would know that.
Yes, I would know that. What I'm saying is that anything they've got to throw at him, they've likely already thrown it. And you're not going to save him from Ankarel.
I could make the situation worse for him from Ankarel.
Then we get rid of the witnesses. Everyone that knows you're here, we, of the Acerbus Assembly, we take care of. Walcott included. They've got enemies here in Ankarel, not just us, and that's not even, that's assuming they know we're here. They'll assume it was the Vale. They'll assume it could be a number of people here. They could assume it was Jaman himself. But regardless of what we start, if we do it under the radar, then we're no longer the mark.
Yeah.
At least for the time being. Which buys us time, which buys your dad time.
Yeah. I gotta get him out of there somehow.
Will you come with us?
Will you come get him out of there? After all that?
The job was always to go back to the Empire. That's always been the plan. Couldn't avoid it forever.
That doesn't answer my question.
Yes, I will help you break him out.
All right, then. Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Wilvin puts his hand out and he says, to the end?
Yeah, to the end. And North is going to shake it. No crunchy this time, no. No squeezing. An actual handshake.
Woman doesn't do anything shifty with his eyes either. It's a deadlock.
Oh. They've come so far.
Everybody take inspiration.
I already have one.
Well, too bad for you.
I think I do too. I never use that shit. I always forget about it.
Oop. You know, failure is sometimes funny.
Orgoth, you get a message from a question. And you hear in your head, Feather is in your area. Is it okay for her to come by now?
Yeah, that'll be fine. I'm at the cool flame.
Are you okay?
Just have her come by.
Okay. And she sends another message and says, it'll be about an hour.
He
doesn't say anything back.
Did we figure out when we're going to be having to go to the Lollyho?
You'll probably get it's actually probably would have been in the invitation would be in the note. So,
okay. And when does it say?
8 p.m. Sun, when the sun sets.
So right. What do we got on the list? We got Lapis's legs and whatever other missing parts.
I just have the leg and the torso left. Out here. Still missing the heart.
We have kicked the assembly's ass thoroughly. For Wilvin. On the list. Orgoth, what you got? No, figure out the whole, BG stuff, okay? And we can add to the list breaking a criminal out of jail. So that's cool.
Who said that I was going to ever get to break a person out of jail?
Well, Will, then I got you. Orgoth?
Yeah, sure.
That's my papa, if that can soften the blow a little bit.
Well, I'll be around.
Do we want to convene before tonight?
I think so.
Or at least get our story straight.
Yeah, we don't even know what they want to know.
Well, they want to talk about Kale Morrow, at least in this. I don't think they're going to talk to me specifically about private situation.
We're not the archaeologists there. We just went down once.
Yep. Well, they still want us there because we are Kale Morrow experts, whatever that is.
Ooh, we're so good at that.
Hey, anything to stop them from going down there and grabbing some rhodium, right?
Yeah.
Rather them not have it, since apparently heightens your power.
Ugh.
If we can keep them from going down there at all, then they've got nothing. But if there are 6 robed members here, then they've got their own walking amongst us in everyday clothes.
Yeah.
Feels like a lot. The list seems to be getting longer. Do you think only 4 of us can do it?
I'm pretty confident.
I mean, we've beaten the odds a few times already. Orgoth?
What?
You're What's going on there?
Oh, I just got tired of getting shit on today. But yeah, sure, whatever you guys need.
Getting shit on?
Yeah, you know, basic respect, that kind of stuff. I know you're not used to it with me, but it's kind of hit a little bit today. Anyway, I got Feather coming by in about an hour. She's going to try to help me understand what the back of these medals say. And Wilvin, you need help. North, you need help. Lapis, you need help. You know that I'm here. If it takes an army, I'll go back and... Hell, by that time, I might raise the Skullcrusher clan.
And Orgoth gets up and, like, walks off from the table.
He was in a pretty good mood in the beginning, even after getting that fire in.
I'm going to go ahead and say somehow that's our fault.
I don't know, man.
Do you think we take advantage of Orgoth?
I don't ask him for anything.
I don't think you have to.
I mean, if anything, if he doesn't want to and he would have said something, I wouldn't.
I mean, I thought we'd been there for him. For that stuff and for other stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if Orgoth went to his room or where he went.
Yeah, where did you go, Orgoth? Upstairs?
Yeah, he goes back up to his room because he wants to go check on Parker.
Okay.
She's going to just be like, give me one sec. Go upstairs, grab the books that she had gotten, and just like, place them down on the floor. Give only just two knocks before walking off.
Okay.
He'll check the door after a minute.
You open it.
These books are there.
Stack of books about various historical books about betrayer gods.
He'll take them and kind of doesn't even think about it. He just puts them on the bedside table.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back under trying to get Parker and Parquette.
Parker and Parquette. Parquette.
They're both on top of the little picnic basket.
Parker and Parkour.
Ah.
And they look up at you as you come in. They kind of like Parker tilts his head.
Hey, Parker, I've got somebody coming that's gonna help us talk.
Nods so, excitedly.
I'll get everybody when that happens so they can ask questions too. Because I'm not always the best at, I guess, making myself clear.
Nods and crawls into your hand.
And he'll sit there for a while on his bed with Parker. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like absentmindedly scritching.
You look over and in the up part of the corner of the room is a pretty decent size web. And you see Parkour, whatever we land on, asleep in the middle of the web.
Ooh.
Maybe a little bit bigger than you last time you saw her.
Hmm.
Okay, back downstairs.
I didn't mean to assume that he'd be along for the ride. Maybe I should have asked him.
I don't know, maybe I've been a bit abrasive with him this morning as well. Look, I'm not someone you typically look up to when it's a lot of pressure. And I just told him to just, like, stop hyping me up so much. Maybe a bit abrasively, you know? Maybe it just... That's not how it worked. And it just probably came out wrong.
No, likewise, I'm not used to someone having my back so consistently. I mean, I look over my shoulder and there he is. I'm in trouble and there he is. I need something and there he is. How do you thank somebody for something like that? How do you get used to that?
I don't know. I've been used to like working with the team, sure, but it's not. Even my husband wasn't that much like of a hype man, jeez.
Yeah. Neither was my sister.
And I just come downstairs and I just sit back down. So what are we all talking about?
Family. Trying to... Or and whatever is going on upstairs, I don't know.
Did you talk to him?
No, I just dropped off some books that I managed to scrounge up for him.
Maybe he needs a little break. Also, to just cool down.
Hell, I need a break from us.
It seems like we don't pick when we take breaks, though.
No. Why start now?
It's going to keep on going and going, and at some point we're just going to...
So I guess when the situation demands it, we gotta respect it, and Orgoth needs a break. That's fine. Wilvin calls the bartender over.
The spike comes over.
One more for me, and just send one to Orgoth's room, if you mind.
You got it. And goes and pours you a drink, puts it on. Anything else for any of you?
On me.
A virgin strawberry daiquiri.
It will take a moment, and I will have to grind the ice myself. Yes.
I will. Normally, how much would it be?
Probably it's probably like 5 silver. Yeah, it's a bit of an intense process for a little.
I'm gonna
place.
Flip him a gold.
Okay. Like you see him go out. He grabs some tongs from behind the door that was in a bucket, and goes out and goes to the corner and comes back with a big block of ice in the tongs. And goes
yep. Back. I'm flipping him a gold for all that work.
And you just hear, like, he actually, like, comes out, pours an ale, puts it in front of Wilvin, has the other ale in his hand, and goes upstairs and knocks at the door. Orgoth, I've got an ale for you.
Yeah, just leave it.
And
thanks, Spike.
You hear a clink on the floor and steps going away. By the time he finishes the virgin strawberry daiquiri, he comes out with it, and there's a little like frilly green something, you know, it's like all fancy, and kind of presents it, and it's like, here you go, your majesty.
I'm gonna flip another gold. I feel so bad.
And by the time he does that, you see this woman come in. She's like blonde, curly hair, feathers in it, kind of just random feathers sticking out with all different colors. Comes in, leathers, a light half cloak. And she's like, hi. Oh, you're Orgoth's friends. Hi, I'm Feather.
Hey, he's upstairs.
Okay, excuse me. And she heads on upstairs.
And Orgoth was kind of keeping track of time, so he's will probably meet her in the hallway.
Okay.
And he's like, let's go downstairs, because... And he's got Parker with him, like, on his shoulder.
Who are you? Oh, you're cute. Oh, She seems very excited about Parker. Lapis, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Sorry. Go.
No, I was literally just going to make a little comment of should we have warned her that he wasn't in a good mood.
Oh, maybe.
he called her.
And they come.
She'll
be
okay.
You see Orgoth and Feather come back downstairs, and Orgoth has Parker and the baby on his shoulder, little baby spider.
So Feather, I'm sure Question told you, but what I need help with is us being able to talk to Parker.
Oh, of course.
And I know that. And he looks around the table and says, I know you all have questions that you want answered that I have not been able to answer very well. So we're going to talk to Nevermore, and whatever we can get answers of about where he is and what he's doing, we should do that. Maybe we should go upstairs, though.
As he looks around the bar and whether there's people there or not, it's just a common area.
Yeah, still the middle of the early afternoon.
Lead the way.
He'll head back up to his room, okay. And whoever follows and wants to be able to ask their own questions.
Yeah, you go upstairs to Orgoth's room. Feather, you see her doing kind of like the Petsy thing where it's like kind of like taking her finger and kind of like to Parker, and Parker's kind of like tilting his head confused. So tell me what you know about these spiders, Orgoth, Feather says.
Parker is just the spider like representation of a drow elf that is somewhere else. And this is how he gets here. But he's still him. So before I knew that, I called him Parker. But his their name is Nevermore. So we want to be able to talk to have everybody be able to talk to Nevermore and ask questions. Because he knows more about a lot of stuff.
Well, I believe that, and she actually pulls out some scrolls, and she goes, okay, this will take a second. And she reads off the scroll, and the scroll disintegrates, and she touches Orgoth on the shoulder. And it's like, you'll be able to understand what's being said if you let me cast this on you. And she goes up to Lapis. Is it okay?
Go ahead.
And she casts, using the scroll, touches you, gives you the ability to speak with animals. The same
thing. I immediately grab Ashes and I'm like, see what's wrong, sweetie? What's going on, my little schmuckums?
And how would Ashes respond in the voice that you used for Ashes before in another Deep's Pet episode?
Ah, mother.
Yeah, basically, you could mother. See his tail wagging around.
North, is it okay? And Feather holds the scroll up.
I don't think I have any questions.
Do you want to hear?
You don't
want to
know what Nevermore says about where he is, what's happening?
Yeah, sure.
Both, all that stuff. You guys grill my ass on it all the time. This is me trying to make sure you understand, because obviously I'm not doing a good job of telling you. So, I just want to
get the fucking answer. Chill.
We're
doing our best here.
Mother, what is wrong with the humans?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't question these things.
Yep, back and forth.
Actually, Feather, Orgoth understands.
Yeah, or North, she casts the spell and gives you the speak with animals trait. And she goes to the woman and casts speak with animals using another scroll. And then she casts one on herself using her own spell abilities. And she's like, goes up to the spider. It's like, hello, Nevermore? And you hear Nevermore's voice, really small and tinny. And I can't believe we didn't think about this late earlier. This is brilliant. I can speak to you. No more yes or no questions. And his voice sounds a little older, aged, you know?
How long has it been since I was there and you gave me the medals?
I've been doing some research and I found out the reason why, but it has been at least 300 years.
Oh, okay.
When the device I had that allowed me to come into your world was broken, it released the connection between our worlds. And it, before, when I had the device working, our connections, the worlds moved with the same time. But once that connection was broken, the device was destroyed by the guards. Time sped up for me. This, and he points, he like puts out a claw to the baby. This is Eleonora. And Eleonora is just kind of like rocking in the web. This is my granddaughter.
That's really nice. Is it? So you must be somewhere safe.
I found a new place and was able to. I was in prison for 75 years.
For taking the
ribbons, yes. They still are kind of watching me, which is why I didn't want to go back. Though I am stuck in spider form here.
So we tried to figure out what the ribbon said. People look at it and try to help, and it seems like it's something about being some kind of protector of a city.
The king of the city, whenever they don the armor and don the ribbons, they vow and make a vow to protect our city.
Are you aware that you gave this to someone who was ignorant of the meaning of these medals and of this armor and basically whatever? It's kind of a role that's being
I thought I'd be able to communicate their meaning to them later. I knew the armor had something to do with the medals.
I just want to know, like, what the fuck the end game's here.
The end game is I'm reaching out to another world.
Yeah.
I'm. We have been trapped here in this for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to go somewhere you've never been to explore? I would love to be able to go out as one of you and explore this brand new world I can't go to. But
do you know the status of your mother goddess here?
Lolth? We have not heard from Lolth in 4,000 years. Some people have stopped worshiping her because there's been no word. We have just been told. The ancient texts say that we were just to wait for her call to return.
Mm-hmm. Reliable goddess, is she? She's called back, right?
I mean, is any god really reliable?
Honestly, I believe in science over gods and goddesses.
The thing is, you want to explore this world, whatever it has to give to you. But what are your goals with our big buddy over here?
Orgoth, he's my friend. And I want to help him. I may not be able to help him much longer if we lose connection again.
Did
you build another device?
I built a small device. It's hidden in the caves outside of the city.
You've waited 300 years to reconnect.
I've tried to. I was in prison. It's taken me that long to mine the materials, to research, to build a more stable device. I've been working that and raising a family. Buddy? And raising a family.
But why Orgoth?
He has the armor. Whenever I make the connection using the device I built, whenever I pop out as the spider, Orgoth is there.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't have a choice.
It doesn't connect anybody else. And it's more the armor than it is him.
So your allegiance would go to whoever the fuck is wearing that.
Allegiance? He's my friend. It's not like... Orgoth, are you my friend?
I guess so. I mean, I've been trying to figure out what the armor is, and then, like, you showed up, but as a spider, and then I figured out you were, well, you? And I got worried when you got jumped by a bunch of guards, so I guess that makes us friends.
I thought that maybe, because I knew that they belonged on the armor, I remember seeing pictures of it. Our first king wearing it.
Yeah, what was the name of your first king? Was it Vanir?
It was.
Okay. And do you know, like, where the armor came from? Like, was it made for him?
I believe it was made for him, yes.
But, like, by who? Is that in your history books?
The history says that it was granted by Good Mother Goddess Lolth herself.
Okay. I guess that kind of tracks. So what... Like, what do you think I'm supposed to do then? Like, am I supposed to, like, come save your city or something? Like, I don't understand what...
I just want to...
This oath is...
It's a big fucking order.
I have been mapping, in my grandfather before me, my family before me, we've been mapping the entire city, the entire cave complex. There are no exits. The entire city is trapped here.
Like, do you even know where here is? Like,
no, what's here? I don't know. That's the thing.
And who trapped you? Why?
I don't know. The only history we have is that the city was founded in the depths of the Underdark in order to save and serve Lolth when she called for us.
I'm sure you're going to tell me that it is, but releasing you all, is it safe for the people out here at all?
I guess so. I mean, I don't... it's been 4,000 years. When I'm in the city, I go down to the coffee shop and I just go and meet some friends down there and have coffee and talk, and we sometimes play games. Everybody I know is nice here.
Insight check.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I do not know this spider. I am very sorry. 15.
He's being truthful.
Yeah. Nevermore, does the city have an army?
We have a police force, the guards. There's about 10,000 people in the city, and maybe like a few hundred guards.
And like, who runs the city?
There's a town council. We have a mayor.
Democracy?
We have elections every 5 years.
Holy shit, you don't want to come out here.
And you say everyone in the city is there waiting for Loth's call.
No, that's just our history books. A lot of people just think it's just a strange myth.
So do you have a choice to answer that call? Because where I'm sitting, 10,000 people ready to save and serve Loth when she calls for them is an army.
All the books I have on Loth here, all the stories, and all the people who interviewed our ancestors. He looks up at you, looks very seriously, and says, was Loth a bad person? Were they evil?
Dart to Lapis, dart to North, and to Orgoth.
Evil subjective.
I mean, we do have a few books if you are able to read common and you can like flip through the pages with your little
spider. It's really eyes. Hard to read words when my eyes are so close to the page out here.
I'm sure we can manage something.
Have 8 eyes, but I cannot see. Also, I'm getting old.
Loth is called a betrayer god.
Who did she portray?
Unlike everybody, I think. Like where we are right now, for example, like worshiping Loth is illegal, and she's definitely represented as not a good god, and has kind of been.
Are there any Drowven out there like me? You've never heard of
Drow?
Drowven.
There's Drow. There's Drow elves here. Yeah. I mean, I'm half Drow. My father was a Drow.
We're called the Drowven. It's the Drowven race.
We may have some differences in vocabulary, maybe. I mean, the words seem to have the same root.
A lot of people didn't believe me when I told them that there was another world out here. And I had to prove it to them that I was right.
Well, how'd you do that?
They still don't believe me. They think I'm some crackpot.
I wonder if introducing your people to our world is the best course of action.
I imagine that, honestly, I was just hoping to find a big enough hole that me and my family could come through.
Wilvin looks at Orgoth and says, I worry if the portal that you find and choose to use brings you here. And I don't mean any disrespect, but Orgoth was putting that quite nicely. In our books, love is a means of destruction, torture, bloodshed. Blindly following Lolth in our history ends well for no one.
He kind of shrugs and is like, honestly, I don't know what to believe. You say Lolth is real? I always thought it was a myth. Like some
it's
sort
hard
of
to say. Orgoth might know more than I. It's hard to say what's real and what's not. She certainly bears an influence.
Are you saying
if she's not real, then I don't know what's been contacting me, who's been doing it. Lolth is real as far as I can tell. But I'm in a pretty different circumstance.
Maybe she's out there and not in here.
I look over at Feather real quick. How is she listening to all this? Like,
she's confused, but kind of like doing one of these like chin on her hand.
She's watching a freaking like whole freaking.
She just came in halfway through the movie, so.
Yep.
How is it that I can go there sometimes?
That was the device. I was trying to make a portal so that my family could come through, and I just couldn't get it to work right. And it was causing problems, and it was putting out so much magical energy that the authorities were alerted, and so I had to move it several times. And then when I found that I thought that maybe getting the metals to you would help stabilize the connection.
I don't know. I don't know what the metals do other than, I don't know. They look good and they belong there. That's certain.
The only thing I know about the metals is that our king, our mayor, the word is translated both ways. Our mayor makes a vow.
You have like a monarchy in your past, and then you change systems, like in the future. Yeah,
the
societies.
The mayor places the medals on their person, wears them in that position, points to the armor, like where they are, and makes a vow to protect the city.
So the mayor can't do that now. Does that mean I'm mayor of your city now?
Have you made a vow?
I didn't make a vow.
I don't know.
Do the items really relevant to make a vow? You can make a vow on anything if you believe.
Or Goth, make an arcana check.
5.
You
said inspiration.
Are you wearing a wearing the armor?
Yeah, I'm gonna use my inspiration.
Okay.
Get a call. Good
okay,
call.
Okay.
Excellent call. 18.
18.
Good call, nice. Lapis. And I'm wearing them, yeah, because yeah. I've got the armor on. So.
When you talk about when you're talking about a vow, you feel the metals vibrating on your chest plate.
Okay. Oh, that's a little weird. The metals are kind of vibrating whenever I'm talking about a vowel? Yeah, just did it again. Okay.
Careful, Orgoth.
Maybe we want to try to avoid that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, to what are you hoping I can do? Nevermore, like, get your family here? Is that what you're trying to have happen?
I hope so. That would be nice. I wouldn't be yelled at. I wouldn't be made fun of. My family, my son was bullied at school because of who I am.
I'm going to say it.
And suddenly you hear the little baby spider. Grandpapa? Oh, it's so loud. I'm trying to sleep. Can I go back to sleep? Eleonora, it's okay. It's okay. Love you. And you see Parker kind of go over and kind of nuzzle Eleanor's head.
A huge fucking risk for a family to stop being laughed at.
Is it really a risk, though? Just getting a small... There's going to be spiders.
Are they? We don't know that.
I was hoping the portal would open up large enough that the device I made seems to draw upon our history and our who we are and transforms us as spiders. It was the only way I could get out of the armor.
Because who knows, once this is open, if it'll close when we want it to, if it'll only let a few people that, I'm sorry, I don't know you. And I'm not someone who trusts as easily as someone else here. I'm sorry, Orgoth, this is...
Yeah, that's me. I'm the trusting one. That's me. Yeah.
You trust very easily? I fucking don't.
They're not asking for your help, though. They're asking for Orgoth's help.
They're asking for Orgoth, but I just want everyone to know that, like, to think about that, really. Like, there might be a risk.
Do you think that if we come back that...
Everything has a risk.
Loth is going to take over our minds and make us fight?
That could be a thing. I don't know.
Could also be a thing that doesn't happen. It's all up to chance.
I just saw, like... We just had a big, like, competition called Web Ball, and... It was like there was like several hundred people came to the stadium and watched it, and we all cheered and had fun and had picnic on the lawn.
That's in your world. Who knows what happens in the world where maybe the big bat might have access to you.
Hey, Parker, when you're here, do you feel like someone is trying to like connect with you or
no,
make you do stuff?
No. I mean, I'm only here as a spider.
Never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say you're right. Let's say you get here and something takes over your mind. The people that you live with, the people that you love, those that you're surrounded by every day, would coming here be worth losing them?
No.
Because the stories that contain Loth never really say whether or not she's got a sane mind. And she's been known to turn her followers against each other and promote infighting, essentially. If those that are willing to fight for her rise up, she might ask you to rise up against your own.
And that wouldn't be a good thing, would it?
Well, that's up to you.
I don't see myself as an evil person. I'm not evil. I have a family. I love them.
I mean, no one sees themselves as evil. We all see ourselves as doing the right thing.
No comment.
I mean, we don't have a Drowven sacrifice where I'm from. And I'm not asking for this to happen today. I'm not even asking. I'm just saying the connection is through Orgoth's armor. And if there's a way for my family to come out and live somewhere else, I mean, as the spider, I don't know what's the sun. We have stories, ancient stories, about being outside and seeing the sun. None of us have seen the sun here.
So, obviously, like, it's not just you, right? Because your granddaughter's here. It's just whoever's close to the machine.
If we go in holding hands, we come out as spiders. I've managed to strengthen the power of it, so I could bring my granddaughter along. I'm afraid. And you hear kind of the age in his voice as he's speaking this next few lines. He says, I'm afraid if I lose connection again, I won't be around anymore.
What happens to you when you're here? Like, you're there, you. When you're here, you.
I don't know. I think I'm really out here. I plan on teaching Eleonora everything I know. That way, if I lose connection again, she'll know what to do. So I may have to say goodbye to you, Orga. If we aren't able to figure this out, you may never see me again. Once I go back inside.
Well, you just stay here as Parker, then.
I could stay here as Parker, but I'm a spider. I'd like reading. I like going down to watch the whip ball. I like... I liked kissing my wife. And he says that with a hint of sadness.
I get it. I can't risk my friends here.
I understand.
For my friend there. And
I would say as a spider.
Don't know what to do about that, Parker. That for more.
We have time. My family has time. If it doesn't work out now, there's always the future.
Does your wife have time while you're here?
My wife passed away 15 years ago.
You'd be 150 now.
If it's any consolation, if they help you, Parker, I don't care.
Who are you again?
Oh, you probably don't know me, but you know Ashes.
Oh, hi, Ashes. Ashes is like, oh, Parker.
Greetings, Parker. It's been some time.
that adventure we had together was quite interesting. Have you had any more trouble with what did you call him? The monkey?
Oh, yes.
Bongwater.
Bongwater. Yes. No, Bongwater has been subsided within the sewer system, I believe.
I hope he stays there.
What the fuck? They're talking about the monkey. They're talking about a fucking monkey. He's still around.
Oh, yes, that monkey is covered in those red jewels.
Oh, what?
Baby.
Did I create a monster?
Shouldn't have let that thing drown, horse.
I am.
Now your actions have consequences.
They do. I'm very aware. Damn. You forget one moment that you have a cage attached to your hip and Park- boom.
Parker says, I wish there was a way that I could, for you to contact me, to let me know it's okay to come out. And I don't have any answers to any of your questions. I can't promise that Lolth won't appear before me the second I take on my Draven form.
Especially since it seems like you don't believe in her.
Science.
She gives a nod like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, magic powers are science, but it's definitely doesn't come from the gods.
Oh boy, we have a buddy who'd probably hate hearing that right now.
Or the oath rather than the god. Yeah, whatever.
I remember I went fuck the gods and he just went pale.
Feather says, I believe our time is running out. Actually, the spell is 10 minutes long, so we were actually going way farther past 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
In real time. But
time moves differently in the portal.
Yes, yeah.
Story time!
Orgoth, I know that stories of the jewels, stories of the metals and the armor. The armor holds great potential and power. And since we had the metals, we weren't able to activate anything. But once you attune to the armor itself, that was how I was able to make the connection to your world. That's how I was able to find that connection. If there's a way that you can attune to the metals, I don't know. Perhaps it would give you even more power. But you do not have to do this if it's a danger. I'm just saying there's more potential in those metals than what you know right now.
Woman with insight check that whole little speech.
Yeah, make an insight check.
Especially the part where he's like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely being kind of like concerned for Orgoth's safety. And also with what you're bringing up about Loth being dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, how about you just say what the potential is instead of being all
critical? Oh, I don't know. If I don't know what books I've read. It's just the king, the first king's armor given to him by Loth herself.
I'm not used to reading spiders' emotions, but it seems to be telling the truth.
Man, North is putting so much pressure on the tiny spider. No wonder that monkey didn't love her.
That's a person!
So you're saying a monkey doesn't count?
Go ahead.
Before I can't
understand you anymore. Nevermore. I hope you and your family and your granddaughter are okay there. Like, stay hidden if people are after you.
We're not in any danger. We're not in any danger, but I have to be careful because people think I'm a crackpot inventor and they're afraid that I might bring ruin and destruction down upon them all. And I told them it's safe.
Yeah, I think that's what people are worried about here.
Yeah.
Like, same thing.
I just remembered something else, though. I know that there's a third part to the armor that you need to look for.
Okay, what's that?
It's a some pauldrons. It's like the things that go on your shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. He like says like he doesn't really know. The pictures saw.
Yeah, that's pauldrons. Yeah, that's what those are called. Yeah.
He says in the pictures when I was doing research on the armor. The pictures I saw of the first king, he was wearing this armor and it had pauldrons attached to it. But there's no...
Are they there? Like, are they...
They're not here. They're not here.
And Orgoth just kind of looks around at everyone else. He's tapped.
Should I stay as a spider before the spell runs out? Should I stay as a spider? Can I stay here?
Oh, you can stay with me as long as you want to. Does anybody else know how to do what you're doing? That could help you?
No. My daughter, Eleonora's mother, I'm kind of doing this against her wishes. After I got out of prison, she tried to make me promise to leave it. But I just can't leave it. I'll find a way to, if I never see you again, if the connection closes and I never see you again, I'll make sure that Eleonora knows how to make the connection again. And Feather's like, okay, you've only got seconds. Last comments.
Orgot just kind of smiles and scritches, Nevermore.
And the grandbaby says, "Bye, Uncle Orgoth." And then suddenly the spell energy dissipates. And it's just a spider. Feathers falls back. Exhausted.
Yeah. Thank you, Feather. Thank you for doing that.
Are you okay, man?
That's just a lot.
Okay. I feel like I should go. I feel a little awkward.
Woman's nodding.
Okay. She stands up and says, okay, y'all are all invited to the next party we have. Bye. And she heads on out.
Take care out there.
Orgoth. I just want you to know that this is your decision. And I mean that as an overarching impression that I want to leave you.
because I know that I assumed today that you would join me in the Empire and with the Cerberus Assembly. And you're loyal. You're loyal, perhaps to a fault, and that's what I love about you. And I know that you can still hear me. And he looks at Nevermore. And he points, he says, but since you can't speak back, looks back at Orgoth and he says, that's a good story. And it might be true. Stories can be true. Just because it's a story doesn't mean that it's made up. But that's his city. And those are his people. And just because you're wearing that does not mean that you have to put yourself in danger for his people. And I don't mean you any disrespect, he says to the spider. He says, but you've got yours and we've got ours. And he looks back at Orgoth and he says, it's not my decision. I don't know how much I trust Lolth. And I'm not going to tell you what to think, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. But it's a good story. And he's stuck on that. that's the last thing he says.
And I enjoy stories. And like I said, if you want to bring... And it's not even the whole city, it's just his family. I'm down for that. If 100% you want to help, no doubts about it, I will be here for you, Orgoth. And you too, Parker.
Parker nods.
And I think Ashes would be too.
Ashes, yips.
Orgoth looks at North.
I don't trust it.
Oh, what don't you trust?
A risk. That is okay to take is your own a risk on your own life. That is a 10,000 people risk. Be it for them or for us. Because that could work out pretty fucking well. Everything could be amazing. And they could be extremely good people. But it could be risky to just do the whole oral thing. Period. Who says they're going to be here in one piece? Spider can cross over, fine. Whole fucking being? I'm not sure. Like a full fucking humanoid person? I don't know that.
Well, Orgoth apparently went through okay.
Was it well, you, though?
I don't know.
Was he going physically? Because he went once when we were there.
Is that pass out. And have a vision, but then the vision is that I'm there. But the last time, like I was there enough to get the medals.
Yeah, yeah. There was a physical connection,
but was it complete?
Without us being around,
thing blew up. Like that machine blew up, though. Huh. So I think that's why he's trying to make a new one.
Me, right? Yeah. And he looks at the spider and
big nod, big nod.
That risk doesn't stop with just people coming through the portal. Nevermore said to save and serve Lolth when she calls for us.
4,000 years ago.
Yeah, that stuff
sounds
happened.
Like an army.
Who knows if there's not a kill switch somewhere. And not for the people, but for them to go do her bidding. There's too much that is left to chance in that. That is my opinion. You do whatever you want with it. You're a big boy.
I always talk to Gals, too. See what he thinks of the whole situation. I'm sure he knows a little bit more about Drow history.
Yeah, probably that could be a good call.
Orgoth. Suddenly, another spider comes out of your armor, a third spider.
Whoa.
And it's about, it's a little bit bigger than Parker. Kind of looks at you, looks confused, goes over to Parkour, the baby spider, kind of grabs the baby spider, puts it on its back, goes back to your shoulder, kind of looks up at you. You can almost swear that it's scowling at you, and then goes into your armor and disappears.
There's the mama.
And that's where we're going to stop for the day.
It reminds me of, like, Chi-Chi and Goku. Like, Chi-Chi being like, generation needs to be studying.
Oh, sorry things got serious there. Oh, my God. This is like...
I have to every once in
a while. Yeah, hardcore. Like, their story hardcore, is a great story. Oh, great job, everyone. What a great, great story today.
Yeah, I like when these things happen, because it's, you know, it's easy to, like, of course we're all bringing good attitudes to the game, and every, you know, we want to, we're here to have fun and we're playing, but, and, like, in that respect, it's like, at the same time, we're also trying to create, like, a reality. And yes. In that reality, it ebbs and flows, and the characters, like, they would ebb and flow. So, yeah. Like, man, I live for this kind of shit. I like when it gets this way.
Yeah.
Assuming, you know, everybody is, of course, actually okay, which I think we are. We always check in, listeners, no worries. We check in with each other outside of the game.
Yes, for sure. When things get serious. Yeah.
But this, we check in with each other in real time during the game. So, in the background.
Have these little glances like, you good?
And that's a, you know, that's a good game. I appreciate it. And I
appreciate it too. And I just love playing D&D with all of you. So thank you so much. Well, let's go around and do a wrap up.
Hey, everybody, this is Bill. You can catch me at Bill Roper or at Bill Freakin' Roper on, I don't know, whatever social network you're on. Sure. MeWe, you know, whatever.
MeWe, I haven't heard that in a while.
Wherever you hang out, I'm probably there. Wow, this has been a good session. This has been pretty intense. As I told Ron in the background, and again, for GMs that are listening or watching, I love that Ron is like, all, are things cool? Is everything okay? Are you actually okay? And my response was like, yes, I remembered during the session that Orgoth is 16. And he got a bunch of what he was perceiving as like, hey, how come everybody's crapping on me today? So that was me channeling my inner 16-year-old. So there you go. I think we all work super hard on, you know, trying to, as Ross said, have that reality for our characters. And I'm, as always, incredibly grateful to be at a table that lets us do that. So thank you, everybody. And thank you for everybody who watches and listens along.
Yes.
Yeah, it is very fun. And we all take it in stride whenever things happen. And we're just like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But yeah, this is Jaden. You could find me. Fuck Twitter. I don't give a shit about that anymore. Find me on Blue Sky. I'm also on Tumblr. I forget that I have a Tumblr. Foxtrot Fallout, I think, on Tumblr.
Yeah, check out our art. Foxtrot's art is amazing.
Foxtrottle. Foxtrottle.
Foxtrottle, that's it. Yeah.
On Tumblr, and it's Foxtrot Fallout on Blue Sky. Just like Lapis. I don't care. I'm chill.
Everybody, thank you for listening. This is Ross playing Wilvin. You can find me on Instagram at GriffRM. I guess bonus points if you can still find me on MySpace and all that old shit from the early twos.
We gotta go back there.
Can you, Matt? Wait, can we just, like, maybe we should all just, like, take a look at our MySpaces if they still exist.
Does this still exist?
Oh my god. I don't know. My live journal, I think, still exists.
Oh shit, hold on.
Like, we need to make a Severed Sons MySpace. Heck yeah. That'd be amazing.
Heck yeah, it does. I'm on MySpace right now.
Wild.
Let's do
times.
It. Let's do it.
Well, while we go through that portal, thanks for tuning in. Catch us on Discord. Bring your friends because, well, you know, social media is what it is, and it bends to the will of who has the money. So Discord seems to be pretty stable. We're there. We're not going anywhere. And so no matter where we are, you can always find us there. So join us.
Hey, everyone. I've been playing North Eladrin Roguelock. You can find me on, sadly, the Twitter. And on Blue Sky and Tumblr as well as Suburban Cryptic. What can I say that hasn't already been said? Jesus. you know what? I'm just, like, very surprised that Wilvin and North finally saw eye to eye on some things.
Yeah, we got there.
Just, like, frickin' dang. How many episodes did that take? 53. We're good.
Alright, that's a big one.
Alright, so you know the drill. If you like what you're seeing / hearing here, you can head over to our Patreon if you feel like donating a few bucks a month. We have 3 tiers. You can have some exclusives like early access to these episodes and the episodes of the Severed Sun podcast. We also have short stories. We have access to Fang's journal for the 3rd tier, I believe.
Yeah.
And also, all our patrons got the extra participations in our giveaways. So
yes.
Head over there. If you want to have that.
And my name is Ron Murphy. You can find me on Twitter at Ron88Keys, RBDM, and on Blue Sky as Ron88Keys. Thank you, Arisha, for the bits. That was awesome. We love you. Thank you. And thank you for listening. And we had 2 raids today, so thank you for that, too. You can find Seven Sons Rhyme and the Frostmaiden podcast on any podcasting platform. You can see this episode on YouTube and the podcast a week from now. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, Gang at Critical Role, to all our listeners and our fans. Keep on rolling, everyone. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Hey y'all, if the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.